No.
What's your least favorite scary movie?
Violent night, gory night. All is calm if all doesn't want to get shot in the fucking head. Welcome to What's Your Least Favorite Scary Movie, the podcast where we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and the absurd in all of our favorite
and least favorite
scary movies.
Because we believe every horror movie rightfully has its fan base.
Even if we don't always get it.
My name is Travis.
My name is Jesse. And today,
it's your turn today.
And this week, we're doing our Patreon voted movie.
Yeah.
2022's Violent Night.
Violent Night. That
yes,
is right.
That is what we're doing. But first, a couple of announcements. One, Sunday we uploaded our 'Tis the Season to Be Jolly, which is what we're calling this month's To Be or Not to Be bonus episode. Mm-hmm. We talked about All Through the House, so be sure to check that out if you haven't already.
Yep.
And Travis.
Yeah.
Do we have some poll results?
We do have poll results.
All right.
So
we did a poll this week, guys.
Hey,
I'm so proud of us.
We talked about Krampus last week, guys. So we wanted to see which creature from Krampus do you guys think you would face off against the best. So over on Twitter, 13% think they could take on Angel Bitch. 50% believe they could take on the Gingerbread Men. 13% think they could handle the elves. And 24% think they could take on the Jack in the Box. And over on Instagram, 12% would take on Angel Bitch. 62% would take on the Gingerbread Men, 25% elves. Nobody thinks that they could take on the Jack in the Box over there. And I'm inclined to agree because I think the Jack in the Box is the most terrifying of all of those.
The Jack in the Box, it's a body, makes me think of the tubes that our cats have that they like to play in. So
yeah, it's kind of like that.
I think I could fight it.
It's throbbing, though. Don't forget about the throbbing.
Our tubes throb when the cats are in them. That sounds weird.
That sounds really weird. Don't ever say that to me. Joe Freakatron says that he thinks he could take on the Angel Bitch, which, good luck, buddy, because that thing's got talons. Those things are going to be heart. And
here's the thing with the gingerbread is there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
And they actually, they put up a good fight against Howard.
Yeah. If it wasn't for Rosie.
If you have a dog, I think you could take on the gingerbread man.
I'd be nervous about Talia eating all that sugar, though. Not good for her.
Well, not good for her, but also being attacked by gingerbread's not good for her. So I think if she has to eat them, more power to her there.
She's like, if I have to eat them, I will.
Here we go.
It's a sacrifice I will make for you guys.
Yeah. No, I think I could take on the gingerbread man, though. I think because I got Talia, and they just seem like the easiest targets, personally.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about Violent Night.
Okay. So, Violent Night actually premiered October 7th, 2022 at New York Comic Con.
Oh, okay.
So,
when was the wide release?
The wide release was December 2nd, 2022.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so just over a year ago. We watched it on Prime, but it's also currently available for rent on YouTube, Google Play, or Vudu.
Okay.
Prime is the only place you can stream it.
Yeah.
Written by Pat Casey and Josh Miller. Directed by Tommy Wirkola. Music by Dominic Lewis. And special effects makeup by Nina Veternick, Todd Masters, and Doug Morrow. Starring David Harbour as Santa.
Yes.
John Leguizamo as Scrooge. Beverly D'Angelo as Gertrude. Alex Hassel as Jason. Alexis Lauder as Linda. Edie Patterson as Judy, Alva. Cam Gignett as Morgan Steele. Leah Brady as Trudy. Alexander Elliott as Bert. Andre Erickson as Gingerbread. Brendan Fletcher as Krampus. And Mitra Searle as Candy Cane.
I'm going to be honest, for a majority of the movie, I wrote her down as Judy.
Here's the thing, is that she was playing Judy.
She is Judy in this movie.
We've seen her in other movies.
By the way,
and we always do is Judy, but
For people that don't know, Judy is a character in Righteous Gemstones and is essentially the exact same character in this movie.
Yeah.
I feel like they wrote her as a continuation of Judy.
Yeah, they
honestly had
her in mind when they wrote this character.
It seems like it, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Time for our favorite game,
Budget or Bucktail. This is definitely a budget.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
$20 million.
Nice. That's a decent chunk of change behind
that.
Yeah,
it is. It made $13.4 million on its opening box office. I got a couple different figures for the worldwide gross. One said 50 million, and then the other said 76.6 million.
Whoa, that's a big difference.
It is a big difference. I saw more places list the 76 figures, so that's what I'm going with.
Okay, well, good for that. I mean, I'm glad the movie did well.
IMDb score of 6.7.
Ooh, not too bad.
All right. I talked about this on our TV episode.
Okay.
Of the three movies, I have a theme for at least the first two and kind of a stretch for the third one. Obviously, 2022 was a fantastic year for horror, and I was trying not to retread common ground, especially because we covered a lot of those heavy hitters already.
Yeah, we did.
So the first one I have is The Mean One.
Oh, boy, that would be...
That is the Grinch movie starring David Howard Thornton.
Yeah, as a Grinch. Yeah. Oh, dude, I want us to watch that so bad.
Yeah, but that released December 9th, 2022. Ooh. I don't have a budget, but it did gross $612,000.
Okay.
And it's a 3.7 out of 10.
Ooh, people don't like it?
Apparently not.
I feel like David Howard Thornton has to at least put on a good performance because the dude's a fucking killer actor. Yeah. Like, he's great at playing villains.
And he did have some shots of The Mean One at his table at Scarefest this year.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. The Grinch is such like a cartoonishly evil character, almost similar to Art. I feel like he would do it, like it would translate that type of performance well to that character.
Yes, I want to
watch it. We got to watch that this year.
The next one is about a killer Santa robot. Christmas, Bloody Christmas. Christmas.
That's another one I really, really want to watch that. I have heard so many good things about that movie. It sounds like a lot of fun.
That released also December 9th, 2022.
Damn, stacked December.
Also don't have a budget, but it did gross $251,000.
We're not getting any like crazy Christmas releases this year, are we? For like horror movies? We got It's a Wonderful Knife, but is that it?
I think so.
That's kind of disappointing.
A little bit, yeah. It has a 5.1 out of 10, which is pretty decent for a low budget horror movie.
I've heard a lot of good things about that movie.
Yeah. And then the third movie.
Hey, okay. What was the deviation?
It's winter. Just, I was like, there's snow involved. that was my connection.
Okay.
No Exit.
Okay. That's right.
We watched. We did talk about it briefly during a Halloween time because that was one of the movies that we watched during the month. So that released February 25th, 2022. Don't have a budget or a gross for it because it was like a Hulu original.
I think if I were to guess, I think that was one that was probably meant for a theatrical release, but then Hulu, like they do like those Fox Spotlight features. Where they're like, this probably won't do well in theaters. Let's throw it on the streaming service instead.
It's kind of what ended up happening with Palm Springs. But we were able to get like financial figures on Palm Springs.
Well, I think Palm Springs' whole thing was because it was COVID that kept it from releasing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has a 6.1 out of 10.
Nice. So,
and it is a really solid movie.
That is a solid movie. Yeah, that's got a lot of good tension to it.
Now for the bad news.
No taglines.
One tagline.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Guess.
Violent Night. Violent Night. Is it part of the song that you were singing at the beginning?
Mm-mm.
Is it a continuation of the song? Santa's pissed.
Better watch out. You better watch out. You better watch out. You better watch out.
Is it that many times or is it just better watch
just
out?
Just once.
Better watch out.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Unfortunately, I also don't have a ton of fun facts. But I have some.
Okay.
So.
What did you get for us?
Shooting occurred from January to March 2022.
That's a long shoot.
So pretty decent turnaround to get it, you know, put together, edited, and ready in time for like New York Comic Con.
Hold on. Okay. So for those of us who have seen the latest season of Stranger Things, Hopper got like noticeably thin for that role.
Yes.
But in this movie, he's chubby again.
Yeah.
So,
and it's not like an effect either because we do see him shirtless.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not a fat suit, which is confusing me because didn't Stranger Things 4 come out in 21? Or was it 22?
Let's see.
Did he get fat again?
It was 22 because I had my surgery.
Was that when?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, when did this, like, if he shot this in 22, then, like,
when? But when was Stranger Things 4 shot? Because they have a really long time post-production.
So he must have lost the weight for Stranger Things and then put a little bit more of it back on for this role.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's not, like, fat, but, no, like, it's a definite difference in size from how he was in season 4.
Yeah, because...
Where he was, like, a literal prisoner.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay.
All right.
There is a sequel in the works. It was confirmed in January of this year.
Oh, awesome.
David Harbour said that some of the potential plot lines they're including are Mrs. Claus, the North Pole, and Ives.
Ives.
His dream casting for Mrs. Claus.
Uh-huh. Winona Ryder?
No. Charlize Theron.
Oh, okay.
Which I would get on board with that.
Well, okay, like... I wonder if, like, what the deal... He speaks of her in this movie, and we don't really know what the deal is with her.
He loves her.
He loves her, but, like, it seems like there's a deal, because he's, like... He speaks as if he hasn't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on there.
So that was all I could find elsewhere on the internet. I did pull a couple of things off of the IMDb trivia section, but the IMDb trivia section was just a lot of, like, hey, did you notice this in the movie? So, but one of those I did think was cool, and I didn't actually notice it, so I wanted to bring it up. And it's the name of the catering company that the thieves are using.
Uh-huh.
Is Farkas and Dill.
Farkas and Dill.
Which is the bullies in A Christmas Story.
That's cool. I like that.
The character of Morgan Steele, the himbo boyfriend of Edie Patterson, is supposedly based on Mark Wahlberg.
Ah, that's hilarious. Oh, dude, I want Mark Wahlberg to know that. Like, this is what we think of you. You go to the Christmas parties and you pitch shitty movies.
And then finally, Trudy wears a lot of red and white in this movie to indicate her belief in Santa.
No.
So.
Okay. We got another movie of a kid that just won't stop believing.
Just like Journey said.
Yep. Except this time, instead of Krampus getting pissed, you get Santa coming in. He's irritated.
He's annoyed, but mostly because he thinks that kids just don't believe anymore.
Yeah.
So Trudy kind of restores his faith in Christmas. Whoa.
Yeah. All right. So is that all you got?
That's what I got.
Okay. Maybe one day there will be more out there.
I think there will
be. We don't have the Blu-ray, so I don't know. Like, yeah. There could be something on special features
this was our first time watching it, and we watched it on Prime, so.
Yeah.
We got what we got with it.
All right. Well, I guess we should start talking about it then.
We should start talking about it.
All right. Well, I'll kick it off since it was your pick. Well,
that's good.
It wasn't your pick. This is a Patreon.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's fine. I did the background.
Whatever.
Just go.
Okay. So the good for this movie. I think that they did really well with their stunt work in this movie. Like, I wasn't able to tell. Like, was David Harbour doing his stunts, or did they get, like, a really good lookalike? Like, everything transitioned very seamlessly.
Yeah.
Everything, like, it flowed well. All the action set pieces were really well done. It was, like, the choreograph stuff was nice. I thought that this movie was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think the humor works really well. It's not overdone. It's not like low-hanging fruit jokes about Santa Claus and stuff like that. Like, it was just, like, I chuckled at a lot of stuff.
They make sense in context. They're not unpredictable, but they're still funny because they're well-performed.
The best thing from this is Bertrude.
Yeah, your name is Bertrude.
Like, that was hilarious. I love that. I like that Santa admits that Christmas magic makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
Yeah, he's like, just fucking
just
go
fucking
with it.
Christmas
yeah.
magic.
Christmas
I don't, it's
magic.
Just whatever, man.
It's like,
just,
I don't even understand it.
Yeah. And I like the brutality of it. And I just like the overall over-the-topness of everything about this movie.
So I think it was something that I was reading. It was either the writer or director. Is a big fan of Home Alone, but it was always like, you know, it was reading a discussion about how those traps that Macaulay Culkin sets up would actually literally kill a person.
Yeah.
So that's why they're so violent in this one. Like, it's supposed to be the more realistic portrayal of it.
He should watch Deadly Games.
Oh, boy. I agree with you. I think it's, you know, the humor hits. It's nice and violent, which is what you want from a movie called Violent Night.
Yeah.
I honestly was caught off guard by the twist that the Kill Squad wasn't on it. It surprised me.
Yeah.
I like that Santa's a complex character. He's not just like drunk, but like he, you know, he got there. He's got maybe a little bit of PTSD from his Viking warrior days. And
it felt like it would have been really obvious for them to go the route of like a jaded burnout Santa. But that's not exactly what they did. It's just like
it's a little bit more depth to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think everybody does a really great job with the acting with it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very well acted. And yeah, I just it's fun. It's not anything unexpected, but it's fun.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what's your bad?
As much as I liked some of the performances from them, like I don't know his actual name, Scrooge or Luigi to me.
John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo or Luigi. I thought that the villains were kind of uninspired, honestly. Like, oh, okay, like we don't even really get much info on them. And then it's just like they're just bad guys there for the sake of being bad guys for the plot of the movie.
Well, and I do like that Santa pulls out the naughty list and is like saying some of the other naughty things they've done.
That's cool. Interesting. That is interesting. I like seeing like the past of like, okay, why Luigi is such a bad guy.
And I do like that it's a little bit different than like, let's say an elf, where like Buddy's dad, he's on the naughty list now, but it's like when you were a kid, you had da 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 da. But it's like, no, the bad guys have just always been bad guys. They've always been on the naughty list.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that does make sense. But I mean, really, just like other than that, it was just kind of uninspired.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this movie was a little bit long.
It was very long. It was almost 2 hours long.
It drags at certain points. And it kind of kills the, like, action of it. And I don't fully understand what was going on with the mom and the son. Like,
Of,
like, him stealing the money? Was he actually stealing the money?
Yeah. Okay. No, he was. She, like, explains to him at the end. She's like, you know what? Like, I had to take this business from my family whenever, like, it came to a certain point. So, like, that's what this family does. We take what's ours. So I'm proud of you. Like, she confirms that that's exactly. Okay. And, like, he leads them to where the money was.
Yeah, I just, like, I couldn't tell if it was, like, a misdirection or a fake out or whatever.
No, he was actually bad.
Okay.
Like, well,
so he just was a bad guy.
Ambiguously bad. Like, is he good, bad? I don't fucking know. He's got depth. He's a character. He's a person.
And maybe, like, he doesn't necessarily want to stay bad. Like, his wife.
He did a bad thing.
Yeah, his wife and his daughter appear to be good influences on him, and that's why, like, she doesn't necessarily want to be with him if he's still part of this family. So, like, I get all of that. It's just, I don't know. There's kind of, like, a lot of family drama going on top of, like, this heist thing on top of Santa's drama. Like, there's a lot of moving elements that I feel like just end up, like you said, amounting to kind of almost nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I don't necessarily see, whenever I think of, like, a movie dragon, I thought that the pacing of this was fine. And then, like, if I really want to think of, like, a good example of a movie dragging, I think of what we talked about in our Tis the Season to Be Jolly, where I was like watching that and getting actively bored at parts.
Yeah.
Watching this movie, I didn't get bored at any part. Like, things like may not be progressing at a super fast rate, but I'm entertained the entire way at least.
I guess that's fair. I just do also think that, like, it could have been shorter.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. The runtime, like,
2 hours.
You better have a lot to offer if it's going to be a 2 hour movie. You know what I mean? Like, that's pushing it for this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Ugly.
Ugly?
Greedy family.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, the whole thing of, like, the family just, like, not really giving a shit about each other and just, like, they're attending the whole thing just to suck up to the mom to be able to get the fortune. Like, all of the family is really a greedy piece of shit. Like, even the guy that's supposed to be good, the only really true good person is Trudy and maybe Trudy's mom.
Yeah, it seems like Trudy's mom generally wants to be good, and that's why she's kind of not being with Jason right now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, I think I'll go with that, how money kind of corrupts
or people just being shitty, like,
yeah,
to the
consumerism
point, like, Santa is just like, you know, he's mad at, like, people because they just don't believe and they're just kind of like not good people.
Yeah,
he has to get drunk on Christmas night and just,
I do fucking love that every other thing he pulls out of his bag is a video game, though. Like, that is such a funny running gag.
I mean, it's accurate.
It is honestly accurate, but that's what makes it so funny.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right. Absurd.
Absurd.
Santa got hands. Santa can fight. Santa was a warrior in his past. Yes. What the fuck is that shit?
That's an interesting take.
I also thought it was hilarious that when he takes off his shirt, he's got tribal tattoos.
Those were actually there was a whole makeup artist dedicated to applying his tattoos.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive. Yeah. I mean, they look good. I think it's just funny.
And the hair was also supposed to be a nod to his Viking.
Yeah, mask. That's what I thought too. Yeah. Whenever he puts his hair up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought it was kind of crazy. He's like, oh shit, he's got tribals. I didn't expect that on Santa.
Yeah. I think my absurd is probably what is my absurd? I think probably that they had this Christmas dinner and everything, and she hired a full group of caterers for that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just a party, and then it was gonna be just family, but no, it was just family the whole time.
That is kind of strange. Unless staff was also gonna be eating there, the security, because there are a lot of people there. Yeah. If that's the case,
it's just it's wild.
It is, yeah.
It's wild.
It's excessive, but that's what you do when you have a shit ton of money. What else are you going to spend it on?
Yes,
you
know what I mean?
It's got $300 million just laying around down in the vault, whatever.
Just for, hanging out money.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, time for rating.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed this movie. I had a lot of good fun with it. I think I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Okay. I was actually thinking 7.
Okay.
So we've got a 7.25. I agree. I think there's... It's exactly what I expected it to be. You know what I mean? It was good fun. There was a lot of killing and a lot of humor, which I wanted with this cast. And I had fun with it. Even if I think it's a little bit long, it's definitely one that I would watch again. I would put on our regular Christmas watch list.
It's a thing whenever I'm watching I'm going to classify this as a horror movie for sure. It definitely leans a little bit more into the action aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But I like watching Santa be Santa. I like those moments of him flying around in his sled with the reindeer.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of watching Tim Allen's Santa Claus.
I like that the reindeer poops on the roof.
I like it. Yeah. And then he's up there pissing from the sleigh, and then he's throwing up on people as he's flying by.
Supposedly, according to people on the internet, and I didn't bother with the math on this, but the times that he was in the different time zones tracks with where he would be throughout the night.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I'm not going to say who does that, but people dedicated to that shit. Nothing wrong with being a nerd like that.
Yeah, I appreciate the nerds doing that kind of nerd work, because we're doing this kind of nerd work. You know? Everybody's got to do their own nerd work.
Exactly.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So it starts off in Bristol, England, December 24th. Mm. Santa is drunk in a bar talking to a mall Santa.
Yeah.
He's just like, man, just kids are just on to the next thing. And we had this brief talk. And I want to talk about it more. So he said it ruins the Christmas magic because kids open up their gift and they immediately want their next gift. And that has not been our experience with our nieces and nephews. In fact, it is almost impossible to open gifts with them because they open one and they're like, let's open this up and start playing with it right now. And it's like, you have 50 other gifts over there. We need to go open those. And it's gotten to the point where we have to strategically decide when they're getting which gifts because the year of the Elsas. Oh my God. It was just okay, we're saving all of the Elsa and Frozen gifts for last because
they won't.
And it was the right call because they weren't.
They'll be distracted.
The house could have burnt down around them and they'd be like, let it go.
Just let it go, guys. Listen to the song. Let the house go.
Yeah.
We got Elsa. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
that's my
only thing. And I think the kids that are very, let's move on to the next one, are the ones that are past the age of believing in Santa regardless.
Maybe that's just our experiences. I trust Santa's judgment more since he has more experience with this shit. But he's saying, you know what? Maybe this is the last year because he's just kind of losing the spirit. He's losing sight of why he did it in the first place. And Santa's like, oh, it's because, you like the laughs and shit like that. He's like, laughs are okay.
So he hands the bartender, he's like, this is a gift for your grandson. And then he goes up to the roof and she goes, how'd you know I have a grandson? How'd you know his name? How'd you know what video game he wanted? So she follows him up to the roof and she sees him flying away in the sleigh. And she's like, oh, Santa is real. and then he barfs all over her face.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, but I thought that that was a good way to set the tone for this movie.
I was like, from that first scene, you know exactly what you're getting for the rest of the movie, and I think it's a really great establishing moment.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so now we cut it over to Greenwich, Connecticut. There's a guy. He's out there waiting for his ride. It's Jason. Mm-hmm. And he's waiting for Trudy, who is his daughter, and his ex-wife.
I think maybe they're, like, separated.
I don't think they're married anymore.
He still wears the ring.
Well, that could be his choice.
It's kind of hinted at that it's more recent, because Trudy, like, her big thing is that she wants her parents to be in love again. And
again, carrying that over from Krampus last week. But what's the mom's name in this?
Linda.
Linda. That's what I thought it was. Okay. Yeah.
So they get in the car.
You get the impression that it's not like a happy situation, because Linda's like, I'm not doing this for you.
She's doing it for her daughter. Mm-hmm. She wants to have family together. And the daughter just watched Home Alone for the first time. She says, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And then she does that little kid thing where she doesn't understand that you don't scream in a car.
High pitched, full blast. So
this
little
kid does a great job.
She does. She's a very solid kid actor for sure.
Yeah.
All right. They're going to Grandma's house to celebrate Christmas this year. So they arrive there. They got the whole team there setting up for the party. Got a whole security squad that's just monitoring the area, mm-hmm. and you got people decorating throughout the house.
You got Edie Patterson. I just wrote Judy's gonna Judy.
It's Judy.
Because she says Linda gained weight. She's like, we're just here. We're trying to make sure that we get the inheritance.
My note is Judy's in this movie. Because, I mean, it's exactly like, I'm expecting at any point in this movie for Danny McBride to just bust into the door. Daddy. Where's Daddy?
So Linda asks about the hot gas.
Yeah.
And Jason says, okay, well, nephew has his first sexual assault charge that my mother has already managed to pay off.
He's over there, filming, a little TikTok selfie thing.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. There is.
This is Judy's. Her name's Alva, Alva or whatever, but her boyfriend is an actor, and she's wanting the mom to fund his next movie.
Yeah, and he's a dum-dum.
Yeah.
He's very much honestly, himbo's not even the right word, because he's not, lovable, but...
No, I mean, it's a himbo. A himbo is,
a himbo needs to be a little bit lovable, too.
I think that's just your preference.
Yeah, but, I mean, my preference is winning here. Mm-hmm. So, grandma / mom, she starts to arrive into the room, and they're all ready to,
kiss her butt.
Kiss ass. But she's on the phone yelling at somebody, kind of a negotiation or whatever. And they call out Alva for being a suck up. And they're like, you literally named your daughter Gertrude. And Linda goes, you named your son Bertrude.
Yeah. She's like, oh, so what? It's not my fault I couldn't have a girl. And then
and he goes, what?
Yeah, Bertrude's just, I'm going to refer to him the rest of the movie as Bertrude, because I love that name. It's so fucking funny.
But don't worry, Gertrude is not honored by Trudy being named after her, because they started calling her Trudy, and she said, that's a whore's name. Mm.
She's like, she doesn't even know what that is. Don't worry about it.
So we get a drunken Santa shenanigan montage.
Yeah.
Just fun to point out.
He's just flying around doing his job. He's peeing off the side of the sleigh.
That's what you do if you're drunk and you're Santa.
He's going through the house. He's eating the cookies, drinking the milk.
He's getting pissed off at Amazon boxes.
I think that's funny,
Honestly, too, that's kind of fucking lazy on the parents' part. At least wrap it.
Yeah, come on. Don't just have, the fucking Amazon box under the tree. That's lame.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's also, anytime he sees alcohol, he's just, sneaking. He's, stealing six-packs.
I think the grossest one is when Chalice he, pours out a glass of milk, and then he pours, really fancy liquor into it, but it's, milky.
Yeah. He's a little bit psychotic. You know what I mean? He's a little bit fucked up.
Yeah.
He's got to get a little bit of that milk in
there. That's why he doesn't drink the milk straight from the glass anymore, because he's like, my Viking days have passed, and I'm no longer a murderer.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Trudy says she didn't get to see Santa at the mall this year and tells on Dad.
Fully tells on him.
Mm-hmm. And Dad's like, well, it's been a weird year.
Yeah, he's like, I just, I was kind of kind of weird. Let me not be a deadbeat dad. And he does the most deadbeat dad thing, which is run downstairs and wrap something that was already existing in the closet and not Jennifer's for his child.
What I thought he was going to do is I thought he was going to go down there and get a Santa outfit and pretend to be Santa. That way she could meet Santa.
Or, like, even because my family, we like to play games on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You've been a part of this tradition. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. They're going to play games. Nope. He goes and he gets a walkie-talkie. We don't know where the other walkie-talkie is ever.
I don't think there is one.
Yeah.
I don't know what the gift was
Santa's weird-ass Santa magic helps him communicate with her.
I didn't even think about that. But, like, who sells, like, single walkie-talkies like that? Or who buys a single walkie-talkie like that for their child? Are you just, like, wanting them to pick up on random, like, conversations that are within range?
That just makes me think of your mom telling the boys that they can't talk to grown men on PlayStation, and the older ones saying, "You're not a grown man, are you?"
No, it's funny, like, hearing them, like, have a conversation in the background on Fortnite, and, like, you just hear in the distance, "Are you a grown man?" It's funny.
He's just like, he wants to be a family again. Trudy wants him to be a family again. Linda's like, I don't want to be a part of this family.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So they tell her, they give her the walkie-talkie, and like, okay, this is for you to communicate with Santa, all right? He might not answer. He's very busy at nights, but if you talk to him, he will at least appreciate hearing your voice. So they leave her alone, and then they stand outside the door, and they overhear her wishing to Santa on the walkie that she wishes that they would get back together.
Santa is in the house. He eats all of the cookies.
And pours himself a nice drink.
Mm-hmm. The Dubois.
Mm-hmm.
He pours that right into the milk residue that he has poured into, like, an ice bucket. So that's going to smell bad.
Yeah.
We see one of the catering employees hit one of the full-time security employees.
Are those catering people? Or I thought that they were also, like, a security team.
So we've got the catering company / like all of these contract people that are part of Scrooge's team. And then you've got like the regular employees of the estate. And then you've got the kill squad, which
I can't ever tell. This guy's wearing a Christmas sweater, so I guess he's probably part of like the home team. Like she doesn't act particularly betrayed whenever he betrays her. So maybe they are just hired help for the event.
Yeah. And then he sends a page to the rest of the caterers.
Yeah, so they all start taking out all of like the staff inside the house, like killing them,
and they knock out the Wi-Fi, and then Bert starts complaining about the Wi-Fi sucking.
Like, Grandma, your Wi-Fi sucks.
And Gertrude's like, I begged you to beat him more as a child. Jesus Christ.
I love dialogue like that in this movie.
John Leguizamo kills the gate security person. And then he, you know, links up with the evil caterer people.
Mm-hmm.
Jason and Linda talk about their family situation, and, you know, she's just like, I just can't live this life with you. Like, this is just not... And this is before she even knows about all of the break-ins and shit happening, and him stealing $300 million and hiding it in a nativity scene that's inexplicably in the woods of this estate.
It's a kind place.
Yeah.
So Santa is also overhearing the chaos, too, so he's going to go investigate. Meanwhile, a mercenary, I guess. I don't know what the role is here, but they approach Santa and they start to have a fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's Santa. Santa fights back. And in the process, he causes the gun to misfire through the roof, which freaks out the reindeer on the roof. And they fly away.
Mm-hmm. Because of the gunshots happening, Gertrude's security guy is like, okay, we got to get you to the safe room. Fuck the rest of the family, just you.
Yeah, and they say that, and they're like, yeah, we're hired to help her. You guys are just kind of here.
Yeah, yeah, you guys are incidental and not our priority. So, and it tracks that she wouldn't have a big enough safe room for anybody else.
So Santa continues the fight, which leads to him accidentally tossing the dude out the window, where he gets impaled on icicles.
Mm-hmm.
And Santa's kind of upset that he accidentally killed a man.
Yeah.
But he also falls out, and then now he's outside.
Linda and Jason go and grab Trudy because, you know, all of the commotion and everything happening.
So he's outside, and he's looking through the window to see what's going on throughout the rest of the house, and he oversees the rest of them being held hostage by Scrooge, who is John Leguizamo.
Yes.
And, or Luigi, if you will. So he decides reluctantly to go back in and rescue them.
Yeah. He helped because he still had one of the cookies in his hand, and he was like, oh, there's a true believer in this house. She's true. I gotta go help her.
Yeah.
They're all being held hostage in that main room where they, you know, were before. So let's see. Gertrude says that the kill squad is on the way, and Scrooge is like, yeah, sure. I know all about your kill squad. I know all about the $300 million in your vault.
And I know that the,
it was lost money for the Middle East.
Yeah, she stole it.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
$300 million she stole, put in a vault downstairs. And I know that if you hit the emergency panic button right here, that it will reset the combination. So he like grabs her wrist and stops her from pressing the button.
Yep. So the rest of the group is like looking for the guy that's missing, and then they find his body on the icicle outside, and they're like, uh-oh, what's happening? Mm-hmm. So Santa is back in the house, and one of the bad guys finds him downstairs. So Santa starts pulling out various toys, like, God, why can't some child want a weapon for Christmas?
I love this whole thing. Like, I couldn't tell if it was just like random shit, because like, who the fuck is gonna get like a candy cane? But like, he eventually pulls out like a giant candy cane and uses it as a weapon. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly an effective weapon. So Santa gets kicked over knees or over top of a pool table.
Honestly, I think this joke was stolen from American Dad, because in one of their Christmas episodes where they're fighting Santa, Haley and oh my God, what's
Jeff?
What's the mom's name?
God, what is her name? Francine.
Francine. Yeah, they're trying to make like weapons out of candy canes, and so they're like sucking them into sharp points.
That's not like a thing that is exclusive to American Dad. That has been done in so many things.
Okay, well, that's the thing that I immediately thought of. So okay. It's fine.
Well, okay, so he gets kicked over top of a
pool
table.
What else has it been done in?
I can't like name things off the top of my head right
now.
That has
been done in so many things, Travis.
Black Christmas or Black Xmas, whenever Billy fashions a candy cane and uses it as a weapon to get out of the asylum.
It's very true. Completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Boom. So and he's over top of the pool table, and then he notices that there are pool balls down there, so he takes like a sock and fills the pool balls up in that.
A stocking, if you will.
Yeah, a stocking, if you will. Which I like this, like that right there, everybody knows those things right there. That shit hurts.
Oh my God,
like,
yeah.
Every time he hits this guy with these right here, I felt that.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, that's not gonna feel good.
Yeah.
So he starts whacking the dude. Eventually the stocking breaks and like they all spill out. And then he ends up scuffling and gets a star and stabs him in the eye with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not exactly enough to get the guy to go down, but then he plugs it in and mm-hmm. then it electrocutes him, which that is an awesome kill. I love that so much.
He goes to grab the bad guy's walkie-talkie, and Trudy's like signal picks up on it. So he hears Trudy's voice, checks the list. She's nice. And here's evidence of her being nice. She invited the weird kid to her party.
I like that.
She listens to her parents. She's kind to animals. She's sweet to everyone. And she keeps her room clean.
Yeah. I like that it was like giving you reasons why they were good people.
And I like that these were like small, reasonable things for a child to like be on the good list.
That's also like a good way to like build up like the characters, like tell that story, give that exposition without it being like a weird way.
Yeah.
Like it was very creative. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, so she's talking to him. He says that these are bad guys. They're on the naughty list, and he's gonna get them. She's like, you're going to kick their ass. And he goes, don't say ass. That's how you wind up on the naughty list. She goes, butt. And he goes,
butthole? Can I say butthole?
He's like,
Yeah, I guess you...
She's like, what about anus? He goes, well, that is the technical term. So yeah. they use anus for the rest of the movie, and I think that's just a fun little thing, too.
Yeah. All right, so... Santa talks to Scrooge mm-hmm. about killing Frosty.
Mm-hmm. And obviously Scrooge is like, clearly you're not the real Santa. And Santa's like, clearly you don't believe in Santa because you're on the naughty list.
Mm-hmm.
Scrooge is threatening the family, basically saying that he's just going to kill them because he doesn't need them all to be alive.
Right, yeah. He just needs to know where the money's at or how to get the money.
Yeah, and then he breaks Jason's fingers with a nutcracker, and he's about to squish one of his testicles. But then Trudy defends him. Jason is like trying to like keep her out of harm's way, and he goes, "Sanja's not real, okay?" I'm like, well, this is not the right time to try and say that.
Actually, no, I think it works because everybody's getting so caught up in this moment, like they're forgetting that they're about to crush his balls. So he's like, "No, let's like let's build this right here. Let's like you guys are invested in this moment right here. I just revealed to my child that Santa isn't real." And like even Scrooge is like, "This is kind of like a weird time to bring that up." But yeah, you know what? I'm here for it. Let's watch this unfold.
And she's so upset that she runs off.
Yeah.
So Santa uses an ornament hook to sew up his stab wound, which kind of badass, honestly.
I love how dramatic this is, though. He just, like, takes off his robe and he shows off those tribal tattoos. And then I like that he patches himself up with gift wrap.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's just, like, a fucking Santa thing to do it's right so there.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's a very Santa-themed, like, healing montage.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Let's see, where am I at in my notes? He passes out because of, you know, the wounds and the blood loss, and he wakes up to Trudy talking to him. She's in the attic.
Before that, though, we get, like, a brief glimpse of, like, a flashback of him as a warrior for some reason, and that is as gone as fast as it shows up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He says that he, because Trudy's talking to him, and she says, "My dad said you aren't real," and he's like, "I bring presents to kids who need presents and who believe in me."
And then he starts to recall the past Christmases that Trudy had, which confirms to her that he is the real Santa.
Yeah.
She also reveals that she's hiding up in the attic.
Yes.
So Krampus, one of the minions, suggests that they open their presents.
Yeah.
He tells Morgan to go first. So Morgan presents his present to Gertrude, which is his pitch deck for his movie Explosive Force.
This makes me laugh, and it makes me think of several Christmases ago. My older sister got us a gift from her cat. May Oliver rest in peace, Miss Bub. But the gift from him was a picture of him. Because she was like, I feel like that's what a cat would get as a gift, is a picture of himself. Like, you're welcome, true. I am the gift. Yeah. And we do still have that hanging to this day in our house.
It's sweet. But I love this right here because, like, he's pitching his movie and, you know, he's feeling the pressure. And the entire time, Krampus is like, "Oh, I don't think she likes it." Yeah. He's, like, starting to sweat it out. He's like, "It's a big opportunity. You could invest in this. It's going to be a huge hit. I'm a super famous guy. I was over in Asia one time and a lot of people really recognize me."
Let's see.
It's Alva, like...
It's a photo of her.
Of her, the day she was born. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Yeah, I was there. I recognize that."
Yeah. Let's see. Bert grabs Jason's gift and the card. And Gertrude reads the card, but she doesn't tell anybody what's in it. And she just kind of looks at it, like gives him a knowing look.
Yeah, and they're like, what's on the card? So, I'm going to keep this as a secret between us.
Yep. So Santa was...
Santa goes into his backstory.
This. Yeah,
so
I can't
Santa,
read my own handwriting here.
He reveals he was a Santa Nicomand.
Yes, flashbacks. The red.
So he was a warrior in his past.
And his weapon of choice was a hammer named Skull Crusher.
Yes, Skull Crusher.
And Trudy has the wisdom of a young child and says that maybe sometimes bad things can be good.
Yeah, he's like trying to pump Santa up and be like, "Listen, you're a good guy. Like, we've all had some weird past moments, but you know what, you're still good."
She's it's like, "I won't always be 100% on the nice list, you know. I said butthole, so you know, sometimes it happens."
Yeah, so meanwhile, like, okay, fuck
yeah. Yeah, meanwhile, the kill squad has been deployed.
Yeah, they're showing up and they're on their snowmobiles and rolling into the premise.
Santa gets cornered by some of the bad guys and tied up, and they rummage through his bag. And then they throw the bag in the fire, and he goes, "God damn, that's full of kids' hopes and dreams."
But the thing is, it's a magic Christmas bag, so I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's Christmas magic. He doesn't understand.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. And I do think it ends up being okay later.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, because he goes on about his business the rest of the night.
Yeah. Scrooge had a bad experience with a neighbor that he maybe killed when he was younger.
Yeah, so like the dude died, and everybody blamed me. And maybe I did do it, but...
Yeah.
It ruined Christmas for me. It ruined my fucking life.
Yeah. Santa calls him by his name. And then
calls them all by their name.
Yeah, like, yeah. He calls them all by their name. He starts calling them all out for their shit on their naughty list stuff.
Yeah, and... like, you wished for the fucking bike when you were a kid 20 times, and then you finally got it. And then they're like, oh shit, you know what? This is all real. And I think Candy Cane is the one that believes it the most. The other dude there is Gingerbread. He's the one that initiated the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it looks like it's starting to snow inside there.
And it's because Trudy has dumped a bunch of like a
styrofoam
down through a vent.
Which Scrooge recognizes immediately. He's like, no, this isn't snow.
But it's okay because it gave Santa just enough time to shoot up through the fireplace. Christmas magic.
Exactly. Yep. Just he goes in, anytime he steps near a fireplace, just like, whoosh, just all the way up it.
And they hear the kill squad, and for a minute they think maybe it's Santa's reindeer, but obviously it's not. Alva's boyfriend,
Morgan. He like jumps up and he attacks the ones that are in there, and then instead of saving everybody else, he jumps through the window and just runs out.
And then Gertrude calls him Jean-Claude Van Dipshit.
So he finds the kill squad and he's like, oh, okay, thank God you guys are here. I'm super famous actor. I'm Morgan. And then they're like, oh, okay. And then they just shoot him and kill him. And you realize, oh shit, these guys aren't good.
Yeah, and they're like, they better be ready.
Yep.
So they get inside. They've marched Gertrude to the vault. She has realized that she's been betrayed.
Yep.
But the vault's empty. Double betrayed! Whoa. So Santa...
They fired at Santa up on the roof and caused him to fall off the roof. So he's like retreating. And then, yeah, he wishes he could see Mrs. Claus again. Because like he asks, or Trudy, he makes it to the shed to like seek shelter.
Yeah.
And then there he gets the radio signal from Trudy asking, or like talking, checking in on him. And she's like, okay, well, like, what's your Christmas wish? What do you want? And he's like, well, I want to see Mrs. Claus again. Tell her how much I love her.
And she says, like, we'll make it true.
Yeah, make that wish true. And he's like, all right, I'm going to fucking do it. And then he looks over there.
And his hammer's there.
The nightlight is just casting perfectly on this hammer. He's like, ah, my skull crusher.
And then he uses it against the kill squad because some of the kill squad members have found him in the cabin. He
puts his hair up in like a warrior fashion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, he fucking goes crazy on him. Like the kills here are great. He stabs them to death so many times with that candy cane.
Yeah.
He fucks them up. It's so well done.
It is. Yeah, I'm not like a huge action person, but these fights are very well choreographed.
Well, it's like this is like an action scene that borders on horror, right? It's like if you take an action scene and put a horror spin on it where like they're just straight up slaying people, like stabbing them to death. It's nice. It's almost like Halloween Kills when Michael like attacks the firefighters.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, Scrooge is threatening the family, and Bert says he might know where the money is. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Jason has moved the money.
Yeah, he reveals. He steps up. He's like, okay, fine. I'm the one that took the money.
Mm-hmm. And he says it was to save Linda. And then Alva kisses? No, that's not right. This note makes no sense. Moved money to save Linda. Alva kisses? That's not... What does yours say?
I don't mention any of that.
Okay. Well.
I don't know what was happening.
This is one of the problems with watching a new movie is that sometimes we lose the plot a little bit. It's fine.
Okay. No, okay. Hold on. Let's just reset there for a second. We cut to Gingerbread, who has found the traps that Trudy said. They're going up to the attic to investigate because they hear noises up there. So they start to go up the ladder and they see her very obvious booby traps that she's put there. She's got a nail on one of the ladders. They're like, for a booby trap to be effective, you have to hide it. So he steps over it, not realizing that one of the ladder's steps are broken.
Mm-hmm.
So he steps on it, slips, and the nail goes right through his jaw. And it's
gnarly.
Yeah. So Candy Cane decides to take it upon herself to go up there and go after Trudy, who has fashioned like a whole thing there, like she
slides on like marbles or something. No,
she's
or whatever,
got the floor
and then she
stuck.
Falls into the sticky stuff on the floor.
Yeah, she's stuck there. There's also bowling balls that are being thrown at them, which she's getting hit by some of them and dodging some of them, and the ones that miss her are going down and hitting Gingerbread in the head, and he keeps getting knocked down where he falls on a bunch of spikes, gets up, gets hit by another one, and then falls on spikes again, while also having the nail from his jaw drilled into his forehead. So he's dead.
Yeah. Santa comes in and he helps save Trudy.
Yeah, because Candy Cane's about to get her.
Yeah. Jason takes the bad guys and Gertrude to where the cash is. It's in like a nativity scene that I said before is inexplicably in the woods in this estate.
Yes.
They fight about who they're going to kill first.
So it's like in the house, it's Alva, Bertrude, and Linda.
Yeah.
And it's just Krampus in there. He's like, okay, I'm going to kill. And then they all
throw
him
kind of into the fire.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then they get like the fire pokers and a bunch of like random shit, and they just beat him to death until he gets up. And then one of them stabs him in the head. So Krampus is dead now.
Santa and Trudy arrives. And then there's like a shootout with the baddies. My notes got way... I got sucked into the movie. So I don't have a ton of notes with this part. It's
okay,
just like,
hold on.
Shootout.
Let me see if I got it here. All right. Krampus kills. All right. Kill him. Santa and Trudy show up. They arm themselves with guns. And they go out there and they get into like a whole shootout at the manger. The squad drives off. They take Gertrude with them on the snowmobile, leave them behind. Jason and Linda are left behind with the last henchman, where they have to work together to fight him.
Yeah, Gertrude, Linda stabs him and then kisses Jason.
They
and
have
Trudy
like a moment.
Sees them kiss.
Yeah, so like, oh, they killed somebody, so now they're all together. Her wish came true.
So Santa has chased the kill squad.
Yeah, he took like
Scrooge.
A sled and chased after them. So like that's how he was able to like slide and then drop kick one of the dudes off of the snowmobile and take that snowmobile and chase them.
Here's Scrooge's naughty list. I did write this down. Greedy, thief, killed best friend, spreads misery,
murdered,
hates Christmas, selfish.
Yeah, so like what happens is like he
broke
him.
His mom's heart. That's,
yeah,
that's
broke his
the
mom's
other
heart.
One. Broke his mom's heart. Oh.
So he followed him. It all led to like a random house in the woods where Scrooge is luring him in there, and then he drives over him, and then he steps out of the way last second for him to crash into a stump, which causes him to fly into the house. Inside the house, they have their confrontation.
He says, Christmas dies tonight. So your whole Halloween kills thing actually really ties in well.
Well, this is where he realizes that it's actually Santa. And he's like, you know, like, Christmas really fucking ruined my life. Maybe this is what it's all been building to. Like, I get to actually kill Santa Claus. And Christmas will be a holiday no more. Nobody will ever have to celebrate this again. So Scrooge gets killed. They like have their whole battle, like the house explodes and shit like that, and then he like takes Scrooge and sucks him up the chimney, which causes Scrooge to be torn in half.
Yep.
Which is a very creative kill.
And Gertrude shoots the leader of her kill squad.
Yeah,
she betrayed her.
Yeah, because he is about to kill Santa, but she comes up there with a gun because she found a gun when she was thrown off, and she's like, not so fast. Boom, kills him.
So Santa is going cold because he's been very injured. People are burying money to save it for later.
Judy's very upset about it. Or Alva, I should say.
And they find Santa, see him dying, and then they all said that they believe in him and Christmas magic.
Yeah, he revives him.
love that they don't even try and make the magic make sense. Kind of like, you know, how in Santa Claus, to bring it back to Tim Allen.
Yeah.
They try and explain the Santa magic to make it make sense, but in this movie, they're just like, no, it's fucking Santa magic.
They do it different in Santa Claus. They try and explain it like it's like a like obvious thing. Like, Santa
like,
does this.
Clearly.
That's why,
yeah.
In this movie right here, even Santa's like, it just fucking happens. Like, I've been Santa Claus and like weird shit's been happening to me my whole life. I just stopped questioning it.
Yeah. Then the reindeer are there.
Yeah, reindeer come back.
Reindeer come back.
He has like his little moment, says goodbye to them and Trudy especially, gives her present, and then gets in the sleigh and then rides off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of the movie. All right, Jesse.
I think I'll bump this up to 7.5.
Okay, 7.5.
I do think it's a fun movie. There's a lot going on with it. I think it does get a little convoluted at points. That I also think maybe I was just caught up in trying to take notes and watch it for the first time. And
Everybody,
it was kind of chaotic last night.
It was a very chaotic night. We had a lot of distractions, a lot of things popping up. I feel like we need to sit down and watch this without any other thing going on. Like, we need to just sit down and enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely. And I do want to do that. Like I said, I could see regularly watching this.
Yeah, me too. I would like to throw this into like the regular Christmas
rotation
for sure. Yeah, I'm keeping mine at a 7.5. I had a great time with this movie. I think it's like a fun take on doing Santa, you know, like, you get like the cool Santa stuff, but you also get like the gritty Santa, and then you get a lot of cool action and kills, and it's just a lot of fun. It's just a fun movie, honestly. It has like the normal Christmas tropes too. It just like has fun with the whole thing.
I think Talia gives this an 8. She had a lot of fun. She was watching. She was playing with her toys.
She was going crazy, man.
She was. The only thing that I think is knocking it down some is the throwing up. Talia does not condone throwing up.
No, she's very
anti-throw up.
Yeah.
And Zoe was watching it. Obviously,
multiple explosions. She walked in at the time for every single explosion.
She's like, I feel like an explosion is coming on.
Boom! She like hopped up on the couch. Just,
she's like, yeah.
Like, all right. Yeah, knew exactly when that shit was happening. Okay. So, who did you relate to?
I think I probably related to... I think I probably related to the mall Santa at the beginning of the movie sitting at the bar, who's just like, yeah, isn't this a fun job? Because, like, I fucking love seeing little kids on Christmas. Like,
yeah.
It's exhausting, but, like, it's so much fun because they're just so into it.
Yeah, no.
So, and I feel like I would want to, like, you know, if I could afford to, I'd want to buy Santa's drinks for him. yeah, I liked that guy.
Okay. If I were to choose somebody, I... think that I would choose who would I choose, man? It's a weird one.
Bertrude.
No, I don't relate to Bertrude. I'll relate to Linda because I think it's fun whenever you go to like, you know, the family house, like after it's been some time, you're like, okay, what's the latest gossip? What's everybody's
what's
the details of everybody here?
That was one of the best things about your parents living in a small town.
Oh, yeah,
and
dude.
Your mom being like a hairdresser. She's like, let me tell you everything that has happened in Harlan in the past month.
Tell me all that shit, man. It's Christmas time. Let's open it up.
I don't know any of these people, but I love hearing all the gossip. Yeah.
All right. Dream sequel. What do you want to happen?
Let's see. I want some more references to other Christmas movies that we really like.
So it would be fun. One.
Yeah, it would be fun if they did make a reference to Père Noël, like where they did the Home Alone already, and they'd be like, "You remind me of this kid I knew once in
from
Paris."
France, yeah.
Like,
Dumas was his name. Really, really into Rambo.
Just like casually throw that out. Maybe some Bonnie Tyler's playing in the background. It's just a subtle hint for the real ones.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
yeah.
Okay. So Christmas time again.
Let's see. Because
hold on. Is it like a stupid thing? Okay, let's choose another movie to have a lot of like Christmas movie influences. Okay, like I was gonna say it could be like him battling Krampus or something like that, but I feel like that's too obvious and too whatever, like bland. Like that could be a thing. It could be well done, but I don't think I want to see that.
I want to see him finding Rudolph.
Okay, yeah.
I want it because that's like one of the most.
I don't think we see Rudolph
up,
in this.
Yeah, it's one of the most fucked up cartoons from childhood. There's like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah.
There's like
the Island of Misfit Toys. Like, I want to see because he seems like he's got a soft spot. Maybe meeting Trudy like reawoken that in him and he wants to go visit the toys on the Island of Misfit Toys.
Maybe
Mrs. Claus like runs a little hospital there for them.
Maybe the dentist is the dentist from Brian Yuzna's The Dentist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I would love that. That's like, weird.
Have it all be like horror shit. So like the dentist elf is like a fucked up like a dentist killer.
Yes.
I don't know. Let's I like your Rudolph thing. I like let's go with the beats of Rudolph. Let's have him find the elf that doesn't want to be there to make toys. Let's have him go on an adventure and find Rudolph.
But no, I do like that's what maybe the horror element is that he is a bad dentist. So like he doesn't need to be on the Island of Misfit Toys, he needs to be like in jail.
How about Rudolph gets kidnapped? And he needs to go save Rudolph.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that could be it. And then that's where he encounters most of these guys.
Okay.
Or maybe he gets kidnapped and Rudolph has to go save him. Or like Rudolph and Mrs. Claus, because Mrs. Claus is going to be a second part of it.
Yeah.
So Santa gets kidnapped by Scrooge's like other people or like whatever, because they're also like anti-Christmas. They hate Christmas. And
maybe Scrooge's mom is trying to avenge him, even though he broke her heart.
Maybe
your final heartbreak
could be him. Maybe it's Bertrude. Maybe Bertrude's like
Bertrude. Fuck. Yeah, he's the new Scrooge because his belief in Christmas was completely ruined by that experience.
Yeah, because he actually saw like shit go down with Santa Claus. It's like I saw Santa tear a man in half. Like that shit ruined me as a child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
New tagline. All right. Violent Nights.
Okay, listen. If we're going to be referential with the movie and the title of the movie and things that happen in the movie, I think it would be great for the tagline to also be referential and it be Violent Night, Deadly Night.
That would be the sequel title. Violent Night, Deadly Night. Mm. Violent Night, colon, Deadly Night.
Okay, then. What's your suggestion?
I think you go, like, you take a spin off of the movie that you're referencing. So, like, what's the tagline from Rudolph? Like, what's the Rudolph? The
Red-Nosed Reindeer song? No, Rudolph is our sequel pitch. It's not what we're looking at in this movie.
Oh, for this? Oh, okay. So, okay, Home Alone. What's the Home Alone thing,
Let me look.
Okay, yeah. So this is how I feel. Like, you got to, like, do a spin off of that. It keeps it still Christmas related.
Okay, it is not on this poster. A family comedy without the family.
Perfect. Gold.
I love it. A Christmas comedy without the comedy. But it's got comedy.
Okay, hold on. He's Home Alone. A family comedy without family. When Kevin... Okay. Bring home the laughter this whole... Holy cow. What the fuck are these right here? I don't know. Those all suck. Sweet. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Ooh. Sleep in hellish peace.
Hellish peace, yeah.
All right, all right. I like that. All right, sleep in hellish peace.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's good.
All right, now time for the review. What did you pull for us?
This is a 1 out of 10. Oof. Class war now.
Whoa, are we getting political with this one?
Yes, we are. Oh. Santa saved a wealthy family from mercenaries, but does he help the poor and downtrodden? LOL, no.
Yes, that's his whole point. He says it so many times in the movie.
Another rich yuppie Christmas for wannabe rich yuppies to watch and drool over. Tis a crappy season. The guy from Stranger Things is good. I mean, he def can hold his own without a bunch of kids grabbing at a skirt like in that other show. But the direction is lacking, the script is muddled and in dire need of a rewrite, and it never really does much but aim for the low-hanging fruit. People say things like Die Hard plus Bad Santa, i.e. 11-year-olds, are the audience here. If you're looking for real comedy or drama or action, go elsewhere.
Wow. I didn't take that away from this.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's kind of a harsh review. I did like the point that he's bringing up about, like, it is weird that we have this, like, Santa figure and it turned into, you know, we're with all of the, like, the elite. But it kind of makes sense, because why would mercenaries be, like, mercenaries ain't coming for people like us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean... just because that she has like wealthy family members, that family themselves were not wealthy. That was the whole point.
And she's still good. She's still on the nice list.
Yeah. I don't, and like he's helping her because she needed his help.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I don't have like a big issue with that. I like myself that it plays on the Christmas tropes, like Christmas movie tropes, and yeah, like it has fun with it, as they say in the review, like the low-hanging fruit. I think it's fun to poke fun at that stuff.
And the thing is that it's well acted, so I think like you can do the low-hanging fruit if it's well done.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think
it's
well written and it's well performed.
Even like the comedic moments that are like obvious, like it's done so well that I was entertained by it. Like, yeah, I don't have any complaints.
I think that's kind of what I said at the beginning, that like this didn't go any place I didn't expect it to, but I don't care because I had fun with it the whole time.
But I mean, I do get that too, because again, going back to our Tis the Season to Be Jolly episode, where that movie is a lot of callbacks, this movie is also a lot of callbacks and homages and stuff. And
but it's done well,
like, to that's, us. But to somebody else, I can see it being boring.
That's fair.
Yeah, I understand if it doesn't work for you. But for me, it works. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Very much so.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we have any listener reviews?
No, I don't think we do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry if we're doing this recording a little bit early. I know sometimes you guys send in your reviews a little bit late. So, I'm sorry if it accidentally gets left off of this, but unfortunately, yeah, we don't have anything for this.
I'll just go ahead and throw that out there for the rest of this month too. Our schedule is going to be off a little bit just with the holidays and our schedules and everything. So
yeah, you'll be
don't
best.
Don't anticipate us necessarily recording on Sundays.
I guess that is, that's it for this week's episode.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a lot of fun with this. I'm glad. I did too. I'm glad the patrons voted for it.
Yeah, so it that was, way. It was between this and Better Watch Out.
Which
and
Better Watch Out
would have been fun.
It would have been fun.
But no,
I'm kind of glad that, especially after what we had, a lot of stuff come up with all through the house. So I'm kind of glad we didn't have this as a double feature.
Yeah, for sure. No, this right here, it felt different enough. Like, it's a good break in the middle of the month here, but it still is in the theme of Christmas. So yeah. It was good. But guess what, guys? We're coming at you next week with...
Should be no surprise.
Our final Black Christmas coverage for this show until they release another Black Christmas movie, which I hope that eventually does happen. Or maybe not. I don't care.
So this is the 2019 Black Christmas, which you can currently watch on Netflix, Fubo TV, Hulu Premium, YouTube TV Premium, or you can rent it through YouTube, Google Play, Vudu, or Prime. And I'm going to add an additional something. And I will probably reference this a lot next week, but if you want to go ahead and do a little bit of listening, This Ends at Prom did a great interview with the writer and directors for the 2019 Black Christmas. It goes into a lot of the background of how this movie came to be. And I think it was just really great hearing their experiences with writing and making it. And if you want to go listen to that, I think it was a couple years ago that they did it. Really fantastic episode. And like I said, I'll probably be pulling a lot of information from that when we discuss the movie next week. And obviously, I'm a huge fan of This Ends at Prom. I'm a huge fan of The Wives Colangelo. So I'm always excited to talk about their podcast, too.
I'm excited to talk about Black Christmas because I love, well, as much as this is a Black Christmas movie, it's very much not a Black Christmas movie.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to talk about it. Yeah. I think it'll be a good time. So watch it wherever you can, if you can. And we'll get back with you guys then. But in the meantime, if you guys want to find us online, you can find us on our social media. Our Twitter and Blueski is at LeastFavePod. Our Instagram is Least Favorite Scary Movie Podcast, as well as our threads, obviously. Facebook, what's your least favorite scary movie? Website, what's your least favorite scary movie.com, or you can email us at leastfavoritescarymovie@gmail.com.
Listening to the show is always a form of support. If you want to go a step farther, you can make sure that you are following us and subscribe to us on whatever podcast listening platform you are currently a part of. Rating and reviewing makes a big difference too, because it just lets people know that you like us, that we're fun to listen to, which also happens to be good for our egos. Always need that. I've got very low self-esteem, guys. Travis can't be the only one lifting me up all the time. And then if you want to go even a step further, you can join us on our Patreon. We've got three different tiers with a bunch of different perks depending on how much you want to pledge per month. And you'd also be joining some really, really cool people like Joe,
Freakatron,
as is his name, Amber, and Michael.
Yeah.
And guess what? These people get early access to episodes.
Yeah.
Whatever tier you're in, you get early access to episodes.
Yeah.
So sometimes if you don't follow Freakatron on Twitter, what's wrong with you? But like, if you saw him tweet earlier this week about our episode and you're like, their episodes don't come out till Thursday, guess what? That's because he's a patron.
That's right. Only $1. So. That's all you gotta do, baby.
Yeah.
And also, I think I know what our Patreon episode this month is gonna be. We've already kind of discussed it. We're gonna do that Treevenge movie.
Oh yeah, I forgot we talked about that.
Yeah.
Treevenge.
So it's a short. It's about a killer Christmas tree. And it's got J-Rock in it. So
J to the ROC.
Mm-hmm.
It so that's to you, it could happen to me. And tree.
And tree in this case. So that's a short movie that is like 15 to 16 minutes ish, something like that. But we're gonna talk about that. And we'll have it out before Christmas. That way it's, you know, in time for that.
That's for our budget tiers.
For budget tiers, yeah.
And we had a lot of fun when we did Never Hike Alone.
We've done a couple of shorts.
Yeah.
We did the Saw original short too for one of them.
So those are always fun episodes. And this is one we haven't seen before. And we're very excited to talk about it.
I think it'll be good. So be on the lookout for that in the very near future. And we will see you guys next week with Black Christmas.
Yep.
All right. We'll see y'all then.
Bye.
Bye.
Wishes to
Okay,
hold on.
Oh, he wants to tell his wife he loves her. That's his only one Christmas wish.
Yeah, well,